Understanding Ether's recent price slump. A comprehensive summary, you know, the crypto world is like a roller coaster, up one minute, down the next. And lately, Ethereum's token, ETH, has taken a pretty hard hit, dropping about 21% from its recent highs.
That's wild, right? Even with Ethereum's strong fundamentals, like its DeFi growth and network upgrades, ETH's been sliding. Tom Lee from Fundstrat says it's not the tech, but two bigger picture issues, a lack of leverage and a vortex pulling money into gold.
Exactly. It's like the market's been stuck in neutral. Usually, crypto bull runs are fueled by leveraged bets, where traders borrow to amplify gains. But this time, the fuel's missing.
And that's a big deal. Leverage lets people control massive positions with small capital. Without it, the market lacks that extra push to keep prices soaring.
Right. Think of it like a fire without gasoline. It can't sustain a blaze. Investors are playing it safe now, especially with all the economic uncertainty.
Yep. Regulators have made leverage trading harder, and inflation, geopolitical tensions, and interest rates have made people prioritize preserving capital over risky bets.
It's like the market's in a dry powder phase, no liquidity, no speculation. That's why Ethereum's price is more affected by macro trends than its own tech.
Now the real kicker is the vortex effect. When the world feels unstable, people flock to safe haven assets like gold.
Exactly. Gold's been surging, hitting multi-year highs as investors ditch crypto and stocks. It's like a gravitational pull, capital's just flowing into gold, leaving crypto behind.
And this isn't a fluke. In 2020, gold saved investors during the pandemic, while crypto was all over the place. Now, with supply chains, energy crises, and central bank actions, gold's role as a hedge is stronger than ever.
So even though Ethereum's tech is solid, it's competing with gold for attention. The market's not isolated anymore. It's tied to the broader economy.
That's the key takeaway. Investors can't ignore macro trends, even for the most technically sound assets. Gold's dominance shows how interconnected crypto and traditional markets are.
And it's a reminder that while Ethereum's future looks bright, the road there isn't just about code and innovation. It's about navigating a world where gold, politics, and global risks shape everything.
For now, the lesson is clear. Ethereum's price isn't just about its value, it's about how the world reacts to uncertainty. And that's a trend we'll be watching closely.